All right. I like rejoining the meeting like this. I feel empowered.
As well you should. Oh, you're muted, Jesse. I'm sorry.
I said, hi, I forgot to unmute myself. Did I miss something?
Nope. Just keep talking.
Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Chad, I like your bus picture.
Thank you.
Let's see if I can find one.
I keep saying, I need to get you some bus pictures, but I don't think I have sent them to you.
Yeah. Hi, Kristen. Wait.
Hi, Jesse.
Well, Chad just keeps showing off because he won't update my Zoom so I can add my fancy backgrounds.
You know, that's going to be a little surprise when you get back.
Well, there you go.
Oh, I love that. I love that picture.
Yeah, I like that.
I'll be partial to it, but.
Yeah, my head's in the way, though.
Very cool.
Do it like that. Hi, Janice. Okay, I'm going to turn my sound off now.
Hello.
Hi, Kristen. Hi, Ron.
Hey, Ron.
Owen.
I want to make sure, Ron, you got the email I sent out with the closed session link, just to make sure
everyone. Okay. I did, Jose. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
And I'm not sure if you were able to start that. I'm pretty sure I'm not able to, so I don't know if you want to have that running in the background or what. I just don't want to, because I can't do anything with that. I was happy to share it. I just can't do anything to.
That is an interesting question. I don't think I can have two Zooms open at the same time.
Okay.
On the same computer. So I guess
that is
correct. I can log off and check that link quickly if that would be the preference.
I'm not certain. You may wish to, just because I know that's the first item. They're going to jump right into that after we take roll. Okay. I haven't taken any comments, so.
Let me log off, and then I will just make sure that link is working.
Okay. Thank you, Ron.
Hello. How are we doing on Quorum?
I just let in Director Ledesma. I believe we do have a quorum with members present.
Yes. Anybody missing?
Director Stollard. Do not see him on the line yet.
And then, let's see, it's 7 o'clock. So with the quorum, I think we'll go ahead and begin. I think our first action is to do a roll call. Can we do that, please, to establish the quorum?
Absolutely. If you don't mind, Chair Saylor, I'll go ahead and call roll. City of Davis.
Here.
City of West Sacramento.
Here.
City of Winters.
Here.
City of Woodland. Not yet present. And County of Yolo.
Here.
You have a quorum.
Okay. And is our UC Davis partner, I see, is on the line. And our Caltrans partner is here.
Here. Yes,
Alex Padilla. Good to see you, Alex. All right, very good. So we're ready to go. Is there would we like to do a flag salute? Would you like to lead us in that?
Sure. I don't think I've ever done one before.
Do you remember it from grade school?
I do.
All right, very good. Go ahead.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible,
with liberty
and justice for all.
Okay, I'm going to send a note to your mom that you did very well this first time through, and we'll go ahead and proceed. We have an agenda before us. I'm going to ask that we move item 9 before item 7 when we reconvene in open session. With that, is there a motion to approve the agenda, please?
So moved.
Stallard. I'll second it.
So motion by Stallard and a second by Lauren. Jose, would you call roll on that vote to approve the agenda, please?
Yes, sir. Roll. City of Davis.
Aye.
City of West Sacramento.
Aye.
City of Winters.
Aye.
And City of Woodland.
Aye.
And Kathy Viola.
Aye. Okay, so we have an agenda, and I think our first item on our agenda tonight is to recess into closed session. Ron Martinez, is there any information to share about the closed session? And then we'll of course allow a public comment on the closed session item.
That's correct. Since we will be reconvening the meeting, if there is any comments after closed session, we will make those prior to starting the regular agenda.
Okay. I think our agenda shows that we'll allow public comment regarding closed session before we recess into closed session. Are there any persons who'd like to address the board on our closed session item?
We do not have any requests at this time.
Okay. So we will recess from this meeting and reconvene in a few minutes. No later than 7:15, I would expect. How do we proceed? You want to give us advice, Ron or Jose, on logging off of this meeting and entering another one? Is that the way it works?
Yes. The directors do have a separate link, which I emailed earlier this afternoon. And to leave this meeting, you should have on your screens or panels kind of some controls. Typically, they're on the bottom, and you would want to click on the leave meeting to exit this meeting, and then you'd be able to rejoin with the same link.
Okay. And so colleagues, let's sign off this one and go to the next meeting. Does anyone not have that link? Who's supposed to have it? Okay. Very good. And everyone in the public who's with us, this meeting is being conducted pursuant to the governor's executive order that allows us to meet in remotely during the state of affairs that we're struggling with. And we've done this on Zoom for well over a year, and we'll continue it tonight. There will be opportunities for public comment at several junctures. With that, let's sign off, and I'll see you on the other side. Hello, are we coming back? How are we doing on everybody getting signed in again? Looks like we're doing pretty well.
Yes, Director Saylor, I believe we are still waiting on Director Stollard.
Okay. Good, so we'll wait just another minute. Well, I think, Ron, I think we've conducted our closed session. Is there anything to report out or comments from that closed session?
No, Chair, there is not.
Very good. Thank you. We have quorum, and Director Stollard will join us in just a minute. At this point, we are on item 6 in our agenda, which is public comments from anyone regarding matters that are not on the agenda but within the purview of our board. We're prohibited from discussing items not on the agenda for out of fairness and because it's the law, and it will ask that you keep your comments to about no more than 3 minutes. And we will have opportunities on individual items that are presented to us for action later in the meeting. So are there any persons who'd like to address the board on items not on the agenda?
We do not have any requests at this time, Director Saylor.
Have we received any written comments on topics not on the agenda prior to the meeting?
Not to my knowledge, Executive Assistant Souza, were there any additional comments that were received, again, not on items on the agenda?
No.
Okay, very good. So that's great. We'll move now to item 9, which is an agreement with Yolo County Transportation Director, Executive Director, Autumn Bernstein. We're ready for the board to consider that agreement and approve it. Are there any questions from the board, or is there a motion?
Happy to move the item. Moved by Ferrick.
Desma seconds.
Okay, and so we have a motion by Ferrick and a second by Ledesma. Do we have any public comment on this item?
We do have one request from Mr. Alan Hirsch.
Very good. We'll hear from Mr. Hirsch. And, Alan, you have 3 minutes.
Thank you very much. Yolo Mobility, I was excited to have Autumn join us. We have exciting things ahead in Yolo County to maybe make a difference in transportation and our carbon footprint. So welcome to Davis, and your background in grassroots organizing and public involvement is really exciting. Things are looking great. Thanks a lot. Welcome aboard.
Thank you, Alan. Pleasure to hear from you. Any other public comment on this topic?
No additional requests at this time.
All right. Do any members of the board have any comments before we vote on the motion? Okay. I don't see any. Would you call the roll, please?
Yes. City of Davis?
Aye.
City of West Sacramento?
Aye.
City of Winters?
Aye.
City of Woodland?
Aye.
And County of Yolo?
Aye. And colleagues, I'm just over the top excited and pleased with this action tonight. It culminates several months of a very careful deliberation and collaboration. And Autumn, we're delighted to have you join us. And I would love to have you make some comments if you have a minute.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Mr. Chair and members of the board. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, we can.
Okay, great. I apologize if there's any background noise. I've got a 4-year-old watching cartoons in the background. But I just want to say how honored I am to be considered for this appointment. I'm just thrilled for the opportunity to serve the communities and the people of Yolo County, which has been so important to me personally. I was just 17 when I moved to Davis, and so much of who I am today was shaped by my time in Yolo County, both as an undergraduate and then later when I came back to study and get my master's degree. So Yolo County's really shaped who I am, and I'm excited to help give some of that back. This morning I got to meet the small but mighty staff team at YCTV, and I just want to say how excited I am to work with them and take a moment to also express my appreciation for Jose Perez, who's done what seems to be an exceptional job as interim executive director. And I have a lot to learn and hopefully a lot to contribute to this team. I also just want to acknowledge former executive director Terry Bassett, who served the agency for 39 years and was really a pioneer in so many ways, particularly with leading the transition to low emission buses. So in terms of my priorities coming in, I want to acknowledge that we're living through extraordinary times. And the needs and priorities going forward are going to look different than they have in the past. With so much uncertainty, we have to be nimble. We've got to pay attention to what's happening, be prepared to adapt as circumstances change. And we also really need to pay special attention to those who most rely on transit service. You know, the pandemic has deepened a lot of the disparities that have been longstanding in our communities. The people that are both hardest hit by COVID have also been hardest hit by job losses and rising housing prices, and many of the other kind of incidental effects of the pandemic. And so we got to pay extra close attention to what's happening with them and make sure we're doing our best to connect them to the opportunities and services they need to recover from these very difficult last 18 months. So I just want to say again how excited I am to be working with you all. I can't wait to get started. The moving truck is arriving at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, and then we'll be on our way to Davis. look forward to shaping this future together with you all.
Autumn, thank you so much. What perfect comments and a very nice beginning, and look forward to when you can join the team. And I want to echo your thanks to Jose for the excellent work that he's done to keep the plate spinning with the rest of the team. So I don't think I'm going out on a limb to say that the board of this agency is truly excited about the future of the agency with you all in place. So thank you, and you're welcome to stay and watch us and take notes and tell us what we did wrong next time. or if you need to take care of other business, then we understand that as well. Okay. Thank you, everybody. Let's move to the business at hand. And that's the consent calendar, items 7, A, B, and C. Are there any public comments for the consent? First of all, Jose, anything you need to take off the consent calendar?
No, there's no items that we need to remove from the consent calendar at this time, unless any directors wish to pull them.
Anything any of you want to pull from the consent calendar? I have a brief comment on item 7C as a part of our action when we get to it, but is there any public comment on the consent calendar?
We do not have any requests at this time.
Okay. Is there a motion to approve the consent agenda?
Ledesma, I'll move. Recommended action.
Thanks, Chris. Is there a second?
Happy to second that.
Frerichs. Motion by Ledesma, second by Frerichs. I just want to note that the item 7C on microtransit has a reference to federal procurement rules. And I think as we take these steps in microtransit, we want to be really mindful for Knight's Landing and Winters and Woodland as well. Now, as we go down the road, that we all have a pretty clear understanding of the financial and service implications that are coming in these projects. So I like having this update come to us, and want to continue to understand how the details work a little bit. So, thank you. And is there a call roll now on the motion made by Ledesma and seconded by Frerichs?
Okay. City of Davis?
Aye.
And City of West Sacramento?
Aye.
City of Winters?
Aye.
City of Woodland?
Aye.
And County of Yolo?
Aye. Thank you.
Chairman Don?
Yes.
Mike, for whatever reason, my reception is cutting in and out. So if you miss me at times, I'm struggling to stay connected, okay? Ought to put my video off. That way I'll be taking less bandwidth. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for letting us know, Tom, and we'll keep calling on you if we don't hear from you. Now we're at regular calendar, and that brings us to item 8, board member reports, announcements, other nominations, and presentations. Is there anything that any of you have to share for the good of the cause? There's so much going on, it's just hard to keep just one or two, isn't it? Then let's move to item 9. And we've done that. Item 10 is the consideration of adoption of the YOLO Go Phase 2 service changes. That's item 10.
Hi, I'll cover this unless Jose wants to introduce me.
Kristen's cutting in and out a little bit.
So I'm here to give you an update on what we're doing with YOLO Go. Can everyone hear me okay?
It's cutting out, Kristen. I don't know if you want to maybe turn off your camera just to, again, also save a little bandwidth. And I'll introduce the item in general. Again, this is a brief update to our board and with a recommended action that our board consider the staff report and set a public hearing for our September 13th meeting for the next phase of the YOLO Go implementation and service changes. Kristen Major has been instrumental in developing these implementation plans and enacting them, and so she's going to take the lead on describing what it is we're asking the boards to consider and to recommend. Kristen?
Thanks, Jose. If I'm too glitchy, I can have Jose take over. But just wanted to let you know that we are moving forward with the YOLO Go service changes that you approved when you approved the YOLO Go plan in April. We're really excited to see if we can better serve the community with these changes. Back in June, at your June board meeting, you approved a phased implementation. Since then, we've been moving full steam ahead. I approve the phase one service changes, which are going to basically increase the frequency of the Route 42 during peak hours and eliminate some of the underproductive express and commute services. Fortunately, none of those services are running right now, so there's not a fear that someone's going to go out and their bus isn't going to be. They're coming to you today to seek your approval to set a public hearing for the phase two service changes. We'd like to hold that public hearing next month at your board meeting. In phase two, are going to now primarily the West Sacramento related. If you were to approve that public meeting, we would come back with the detailed service changes. We would start doing public outreach right away, open up the public comment period, start doing robust outreach to the city of West Sacramento, including presenting to the Transportation, Mobility, and Infrastructure Committee on September 13th. And after that, if those were approved, we'd go full steam ahead with rolling out those changes. So we're moving pretty quickly. Things are going smoothly on phase one, and we're seeking approval to keep going with phase two.
Okay. I think we got the substance. You cut out a little bit, but I think that the substance came through. Are there any questions? Is that the completion of your presentation, Crystal?
Yeah, I'll keep it short since it's not a great connection. I apologize for that.
Okay. Mr. Ferrarics has a question.
Yeah, thanks, Kristen, for the update. I'm not sure that this was exactly addressed in your presentation because it was a little choppy, but the question that is on page 23 under the update on phase one implementation activities, and it just says, since the phase one service changes were approved in July, staff has completed the following activities, refined the route schedules as needed in response to public comments submitted as part of the public hearing. I would like to know more about that. Little more detail, that would be, I would appreciate if you could give more detail on that. Thank you.
Sure. So we heard a few public comments that the frequency of the Route 40 brought to you was not great during the midday. Are you guys hearing me okay, or Jose, do you want to?
It's chopping a little bit. I can cover kind of the path to that. As Kristen began saying, we received some comments prior to the beginning of that public hearing from some folks, particularly in the city of Davis, identifying some concerns about how exactly the expanded frequency is going to be benefiting those riders. And so after taking those comments and reviewing them alongside our contract operator TransDev and their planning team, Kristen and I sat and we looked at the details of it, and we made some modifications to keep in essence the core of the recommendation, which was expanding the frequency of Route 42, keeping the realignment that was approved by the board to go to the along Fifth Street in the City of Davis, and also the realignment in the downtown Sacramento area that were planned. But we did make adjustments to where some of the additional travel time was going to be happening and some of the planned layover times were going to be happening. Those, again, were relatively minor. We are still expanding the frequency from 60 to 30 minutes during peak periods in the AM and the PM on the Route 42. But there were some adjustments on certain trips to make those trips a little bit more accommodating based on the feedback that we received. And we can go into a little more detail, but there are currently new, distributed schedules and public schedules that we began as part of our outreach efforts on those phase one efforts that are out in the wild or available to the public. And we're going to continue promoting and advancing that information so that folks who have their current trips and commutes modified are well aware of the changes and the dates, et cetera.
Thank you very much, Jose and Kristen, for your work on this, and appreciate the updates. And yeah, I'm glad to see that there was a little bit of an ability to sort of make some adjustments based on some of, I think, the pretty reasonable comments raised by some folks, specifically around the sort of the issues around sort of midday and such on Route 42. Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
Very good. Thank you, Lucas. Matt Dulcich has a question. And others, if you let me know if you've got a question.
Thanks, Don. I thought I'd just ask real quick, the timing on the phase one actual changes. Jose, is it a hard date where things start, or is it a ramp up? Can you remind us about that?
So the date that was set for the launch of the expanded Route 42 has been established for Sunday, September 12th. And that is because the Route 42 is a 365-day-a-year service, and our contract operator begins their operator bids on Sundays. So that will be the first effective date of these changes. And Yeah, if this stays, it is a hard date. It's being incorporated into our operator shifts and bids and paddles. We've begun promotion of that date so folks can start accommodating their changes if applicable to their commutes. We are beginning our kind of our planning for our ambassadorship program, similar to Sacramento Regional Transit and their SACRT Forward efforts. We want to make sure that we have materials and information available for those critical first few weeks.
That's great. Thank you.
Other questions?
If I may, Mr. Chair, just yeah. Thanks, Jose and Kristen, for the outreach you've already started. I know West Sacramento is going to be a couple of the routes will be impacting our West Sacramento riders. So appreciate you already starting to work with city staff and scheduling time with our TMI commission, which is really important to us. But part of the work here for us is and hopefully if our new executive director is still listening, part of the hopeful partnership that develops here is as we scale back one and reroute another one to create a new service, is it kind of working jointly as I know the city staff is excited to work with everybody to jointly promote the changes there as well as our current VIA program to make sure that there's a good complementary service. That's our goal. So just really wanted to reemphasize that and also just thanks in general for the partnership with the city. So it's an important part. I know we're here from riders, and it's important we do the best we can to educate everybody about their opportunities to comment and the additional services that might be available. So just want to thank you in advance.
We appreciate that support, and thank you to you and your city staff who've been helpful in helping us promote those words and coordinating that. I know, Chris and I are very in tune with that, with those efforts, and we're doing our best to make sure that we help our customers understand the options that are available to them. We're not here to reinvent the wheels that already exist, and we want to make sure that the services are complementary to one another. But thank you to you and the city staff for helping us make sure that happens in West Sacramento.
Thank you, Chris. Jesse, did you have a hand up there for a second?
Yeah, I was wondering when we would address. We received a letter from Mike Barnbaum about the span of service hours. And on this item, and I was just hoping to get an update on the span of service hours that he has raised as a question.
That's a public comment. So why don't we, when we go to public comment, ask that that be the substance of it be shared so that it's on the record for everybody. Is that okay?
Sure.
I know it sounds like Jose is ready to address it, but let's hear it before we address it. Are there other, do you have anything else, Jesse, that you want to ask?
No, thank you.
Okay. Are there any other questions before we turn to public comment? Okay, great. Are there any public commenters on the line with us now?
I do not see any requests for comment at this time.
Okay, thanks. And now that does get us to Mr. Barnbaum. And he did submit a written comment. Jose or someone, can you share what the substance of that was? You don't need to read it all, but what the substance is.
Yes, in brief, Mr. Barnbaum made note that the span of the service or the total amount of time in a day when the service begins and ends was effectively shortened from the existing or current COVID levels to what we are recommending as part of our YOLOGO implementation. And on its face, if we're looking at the strict time starts and ends, that is an accurate statement. However, I'd like to stress that for lack of a better term, the fringe hours of the Route 42 service, it began very early, pre-5 a.m. and ended very late on some trips pre-COVID, towards around 11 p.m. in the evening. Those are very unproductive trips. And as we did the YOLOGO assessment and our consultant team, Dan Boyle and Associates, looked at that data, if we made no other changes to the Route 42 in terms of improving effectiveness and efficiencies, we likely would have recommended the reduction of those fringe trips anyway, reduce the span, especially because there is some additional service that is being reintroduced by Sacramento Regional Transits to and from the downtown Sacramento area to the airport, their Route 142, which is covering pretty much the exact same time that we are eliminating. Our early morning AM trips began in the downtown Sacramento area into the Sacramento International Airport and inbound to Woodland. because there was some early morning demand for those early trips. That is now being covered by our partner, and we have the ability to reallocate those resources to where we more where our customers could use them more.
Jesse, does that answer your question? Or do you have
recording in progress.
Ooh. Jose, great job answering the question, but I just want to tell you I'm so pleased with the work that you've done with the final comprehensive operational analysis, and especially on rides like this. So thank you. Great job. Thank you for answering it.
Very good. So I think we've got the board questions completed and a couple of requests I think were made. Are there any further discussion, or can we have a motion? The motion would be to move forward with the phase two, to accept the update on phase one.
So moved.
Second by Frerichs.
Okay, so a motion by Lauren and a second by Frerichs. Would you call the roll, please?
Chair, just for clarification, I believe the recommendation is to not necessarily move forward with phase two, but to set a public hearing on September 13th to consider moving forward on phase two.
Thank you very much, Ron, for that clarification. So is that the understanding of the maker and the second of the motion? They're nodding their head.
Yes.
So that's good. Okay, very good. Please call roll.
City of Davis.
Aye.
City of West Sacramento.
Aye.
City of Winters.
Aye.
And City of Woodland.
Aye.
And County of Yolo.
Aye. Very good. So that brings us to item 11, which is consideration of approval of a temporary operating assistance agreement in Davis with Unitrans. Jose?
Yes, thank you, Chair Saylor. As always, a pleasure to present to the board. This item is a combination of two kind of primary actions, three actions, but two main items, the first being reviewing the staff report and proposed temporary operating assistance of local fixed route service in Davis, which we've been discussing for the past few months, and then adopt the proposed temporary expansion, basically effectively approving YCTD and YOLO Bus to provide that temporary assistance to effective on or after September 22nd, 2021. And then there's an attached separate recommendation to authorize the acting executive director to sign the attached and proposed services agreement with the Regents of UC Davis, and that is an updated agreement, an update to an existing agreement that we have that provides a fair subsidy to YCTD in order to allow for seamless transfers and connections between pass holders, Unitrans pass holders, and YCTD or YOLO Bus fixed route services. So as a little bit of a background on this item, again, we have discussed this a couple of times now, but this is a temporary operating assistance for local fixed route service in the city of Davis. Historically, YOLO Bus and YCTD provides intercity service via the Route 42 and the 220, as well as some express fixed route service, allowing the city of Davis residents to connect to other cities within the region and within our service area. Due to some unanticipated shortfalls in terms of student driver availability with Unitrans, they have asked that we consider providing some temporary assistance in covering some routes and schedules that they otherwise would have operated themselves. Staff feels that this is an appropriate use an appropriate request and action as a regional partner in support of our City of Davis commuters, residents, so that they are able to get to where they need to go, not just between Davis and other cities in their region, which YOLO Bus already provides, but within the city of Davis, and to make up for some of those potentially missed connections and opportunities. So in order to keep the transition as seamless as possible for our riders in the city of Davis and our YOLO Bus riders, we are aiming to operate the routes as developed by Unitrans staff, keeping the same route names, the same schedules, the same days of operations, regardless of, at the end of this temporary assistance, which operator is going to be providing the service. It is intended, we are planning for providing this temporary assistance as late as, or I should say, through the end of the spring academic year, which would be about May or so of 2022. Although in conversations with Unitrans staff, we do not anticipate needing to go quite that long. We are providing this temporary assistance really only as needed. Should recruitment efforts by Unitrans be successful, or even, you know, get back up to the numbers that they need sooner than they anticipated, we would then begin the transition portion of this and let them continue to operate the service as they originally intended. So this is something that, in order to do that, we, again, are meeting weekly with Unitrans staff as well as our contract operator Transdev staff to coordinate the operations, the communications, the technological aspects of this service and transition. We will continue to do so as long as it's beneficial or the direction of this board and the direction of the City of Davis as well as the university. That being said, this situation is still evolving. There is some information that was not readily available at the time of the development of the staff report, and so there is some information that may be desired or sought that we would be prepared to present to our board during the September meeting with respect to the temporary operating assistance. And that information could be, you know, additional details about what the schedules would be, what the routes would be, et cetera, although we do have the proposed attachments here for that service. But budgetary information, how exactly this is aimed to be funded, and again, I would stress that it is not anticipated that this would result in any additional operating expenses to YCTD member jurisdictions. There are plans to fund this through other means that would be that would be available to the district without, again, increasing our member jurisdictions' expenses or costs. The other item on this attachment is an update to the services agreement, and that is a distinct item. It is separate from the temporary operating assistance. What that agreement effectively is a fair subsidy provided to YCTD to allow for accepted seamless transfers of those holder Unitrans passes, various types of passes, onto Yola Bus services and back into to Davis. So that is a separate subsidy that gets provided to us that was developed by my predecessor based on ridership and average fares per rides collected. And it is separate and distinct to, the temporary operating assistance. But it is we are asking the board to consider that proposed agreement, updated agreement, because it includes the current passes, references the causal connection and how we would address that or effectively how this fare subsidy does not apply to that as a separate service, et cetera. That being said, I'd be happy to clarify anything in my report or answer any questions that our board may have.
So, Jose, thank you very much. I'm going to just make a couple of observations. So the item three, the recommendation three on the services agreement, that's a standalone item that is ready for action tonight, it sounds like. The other item on the expansion of local fixed route service to support the Unitrans routes during this challenging time, in concept, I'm confident the entire board is supportive. There's some questions that are still evolving around operations and financial support. And our staff report at this point, one of the things I drew from Jose's presentation is that there still were some evolving things, even as late as today in staff meetings on the total cost and how where the funds are coming from, what the operational costs are. And so if we could, Jose, I'm asking this as a question for you. Could we approve in concept and then have the revenues and costs and the operational details come back to us for final approval on the 13th of September and without affecting any of the actions that you need to take to get this ready?
I believe that would be very acceptable. Having the board support is important, and I appreciate that, Chair Saylor. And I think, again, we do have established weekly coordinating meetings. It is our staff's intent as well as Unitrans and City of Davis' intent to proceed with, you know, the board's consent to continue planning for the temporary operating assistance as is, and then we can present that additional information or any clarifying materials during the September meeting and request formal approval of that expansion at that time. And I don't believe it would jeopardize the assistance or delay any of that. We are under a firm time frame for that temporary operating assistance. The 22nd is when the academic year is officially begun, and we want to make sure that our services are available to the public at that time.
Okay, if that's when we get to the time of motions and action, I'm going to suggest we follow that approach. The reason, colleagues, is that sometimes when we approve these things and we come back a year or two after and say, well, what did we actually do? And let's look at the staff report and see what the financing was, and it's not quite there yet. Then we just to be completely transparent and avoid future confusion, I think it'd be wise to see the revenues, expenditures, and operational detail as we begin this agreement. Thus, yes, Mr. Stallard.
As I understand it, there's really only one reason that this request has come from our sister agency, and that is that they don't have the staffing they need to operate their own equipment. Is that correct?
To my understanding, yes, Director Sina.
Well, I'm totally supportive of us being there to support a sister agency in a situation like this, as long as we have the capacity to do it without jeopardizing our own mission. And I fully support it. I'm a little concerned that waiting until that date of September is getting awfully close to the drop dead date, Mr. Chair. But
yeah, the problem is we don't have a budget presented here. We don't know whether.
I think we ought to have a clause in there that we're going to be made whole for our costs and doing whatever we do to support them. But it'll always be at their direction what we expend. So we're not interested. I presume we're not interested in making money on this. We're interested basically in covering costs. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Yeah. Right. Well, if that's the case, that's our motivation. Our second motivation should be not to experience any losses either. So, somehow.
Yeah, Tom, I think my point is that there are revenues coming from FTA, possibly from CARES Act, possibly from other sources. We need to see that. And the timing of it may be something that we kind of maneuver, but I'm not completely comfortable with 100% until we've seen how this all works.
I respect your prudence. No worries there. Thank you.
Okay. Very good. Any other questions before we ask for a public comment? Pat, do you have something?
And Lucas? I could, yeah, thank you, Don. I could jump in with just a little bit, maybe of a reassurance that exactly what the board is expressing is the intent. This item is before the board with the idea that it would be not a new cost to the district, but rather three agencies helping each other out. The kind of more detailed background and the strict role of Unitrans in this is to reduce our service, reduce the Unitrans, ASUCD, City of Davis service in the fall to springtime. And it's really the partnership of the City of Davis stepping up to help figure out the funding and then funding YCTD to provide this backup service. And I appreciate the frustration that, you know, we don't have the numbers in front of us right now to prove that out, but the reassurance I've had kind of behind the scenes is that we're all comfortable, or at least this university is comfortable with those numbers, and that it will come back to the board with no additional expenses to district, and we think also no additional expenses to the City of Davis. So I think we're well on our way to a successful resolution. If there was a need to include in this item a provision for no additional costs or only minor administrative expenses, that would, I think, be something that could easily be confirmed at the September date, or if it's needed.
Yeah, I think we need a budget, and we can have an action that approves intent, but I think we need a budget in September. Lucas and then Jesse.
Yeah, thank you. A couple of quick items. One, firstly, just You know, I appreciated Director Dulcich raising the issue of the city trying to sort of help figure out the financing as well. I mean, I think that's one of the, I know that's one of the issues that's still been sort of a little bit, say, hanging out there that hasn't been resolved yet. So that's, I know that there's a lot of work going into that to try and make sure that the funding that might come from the city, you know, is sort of buttoned up here soon, for us to be able to take some action on. Secondly, I was just going to point out, I think, you know, if in fact we do need to have some sort of a decision before, sort of, we'll say mid-September or at when our next board meeting would be, we can thankfully in the, age of Zoom board meetings, we probably could have one pulled together pretty quickly if we need to. And then thirdly, I do think there is, you know, while this is, I would say, certainly more than a mutual aid agreement, there's certainly precedent, thankfully, in this agency over the past few years, of course, working very closely, certainly with our regional transit, both in the Causeway Connection in terms of actual services, but especially in terms of signing of a sort of mutual aid agreements. And I think that this falls similarly into that sort of bucket of, you know, close collaboration with other agencies. So I'm glad that we have the opportunity to do something like this. Thanks.
Great. Thank you, Jesse.
There we go. First, I wanted to thank all my colleagues for their comments, but also to really echo Tom's comments that, you know, I feel very strongly about helping out a sister agency. Secondly, if we will be made whole, I have complete confidence that that will happen. So if there's any language to just put no additional cost to district, I would be all for that tonight. But thirdly, I wanted to make sure that their driver safety protocols for Unitrans are equal or exceeded by Unitrans to just protect our drivers. I think that that's something that we just have to make sure we do in all areas. Thank you.
Will the bus operations be, will there be a yellow bus driven
yes.
by the yellow okay. bus drivers?
Yeah, effectively there will be no sharing of resources. This is the temporary yellow bus expansion, and that's how we're functioning. So all reporting, all operations will be yellow bus covered. From the customer's perspective, we're trying to make it as seamless as possible. One day there'll be blue, green, and white buses. The next day there'll be red buses. That's the only difference to the customer. But as far as operations, they are our operators using our equipment, and we will be providing all of that information and technology. There will be no shared services.
Thank you so much, Jose.
So will they be trained on the different protocols for boarding and so forth? Because there are some slightly different things, aren't there?
Correct, yes. And that's there are some slightly different procedures for the different fare rates and who's eligible for what. And that is part of our weekly operations discussions with Unitrans staff and getting that training material to them, which we've already begun. And then operational training, you know, field training of the routes and everything else for the operators that are assigned to those bids will begin in September.
Jesse, did you have any other questions?
No, I wasn't as fast at lowering my hand as I was raising it. So there you are.
Right. Any other board questions before public comment? Matt, you have something?
I'll go one more. This whole process has been so fast. I forgot to say thank you to YCTD staff and city staff. There's been a lot to work out. But yeah, in the spirit of the pandemic and we could pitch in and help each other, everyone has been super responsive, and I think that's kind of where we are right now is basically at a slam dunk, but we don't have it right in front of us. But thank you to everyone for that help.
Tom?
I could try to offer a motion to cover what we discussed, if I may, Mr. Chair.
Would it be okay to ask for public comment first to see if there's anybody?
No, of course.
Okay. Do we have any public comment?
Yes, Chair Saylor. We have a request for comment from Jeff Flynn, General Manager of Unitrans.
Excellent. Jeff, we look forward to hearing from you.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. I hope that you can all hear me. I really do want to thank the YCT board and the YCT staff for considering this. This is our time of need right now. We, like Matt said, we don't have any choice but to reduce service due to our driver shortage situation, which we think that will resolve within 6 to 9 months, certainly within 9 months. But this is our time of need, and we're so fortunate in our community to benefit from having this rich transportation network where we have YCTD, where we have Davis Community Transit, where we have the city of Davis and everybody involved to be able to come together to form this partnership. So I think this is just an example of our community and how strong it is and how we're all here for each other. I also just wanted to say, provide a big round of applause and support for the YCTD staff for really the last 90 days. There's been just unprecedented cooperation between Unitrans and YCTD, not only in YOLO Go and things as minutia driven as schedules for the first time in my 4 years that I've been here at Unitrans, but I've been pushing for 4 years for this, you know, need to refresh our transfer agreement to allow for Unitrans customers and YOLO Bus customers to seamlessly transfer between the services for their benefit and their good. And I'm so happy to see that under the current YCT board leadership and agency leadership that we're finally going to implement a better transfer agreement that truly gives our community better access to transit. Thank you.
Very good. And thanks, Jeff, for your partnership on this and Causeway Connect and every other time we turn around. I think the board is very excited about that. Tom, is there any other public comment before I see any other hands? Tom, you want to offer a motion?
My motion would be to acknowledge receipt of the staff report on this issue and the discussion and the consensus of the board to proceed with the recommendations, but to defer final approval until more specific financial information and details are provided.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Matt, I have a clarifying question.
And then, Jesse, were you seconding that motion? So we have a second by Lauren. Matt, yes.
A clarifying question is that item 3 is that distinct item, and I was wondering if the board would like to handle that separately.
Well, we're not prepared to do that.
Item 3 is okay to move forward with, Tom. It's a standalone topic, so it could be taken. If your motion would be modified to reflect final action on item 3, that would be what Matt's asking.
Thank you. I wasn't as clear on it, but I think absolutely you have to get to the regents sooner than later. So I will acknowledge that as part of the motion.
And Jesse, you agree with that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks.
So we have the motion is essentially to proceed. Our intent is clear. Our support is 100%. Action on the service agreement will be final, and then we'll have the budgetary information come back. That could well be a consent, I would expect, on the 13th, just to, and friends, it's nothing about our lack of support or confidence. It's simply these things you gotta have a record for, or you'll regret it. And I appreciate the motion. Is there any comments further before we take a vote?
If I may just real quick. Quickly, Mr. Chair, since, just the support of both of all three agencies working through this, and it is unprecedented times, and it's nice to see all three agencies come together at a time of need and to service all our constituents in the county. So, just again, thank you for all your work on this.
Okay, excellent, agreed. So, Jose, would you ask the roll to be called, please?
Yes, City of Davis.
Aye.
City of West Sacramento.
Aye.
And City of Winters.
Aye.
City of Woodland.
Aye.
And County of YOLO.
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you all. And I think that brings us to item 12, which is Mr. Perez's director's report.
Yes, and thank you again, Chair Saylor. I'll be fairly brief with this report. I do want to provide a quick update on the Causeway Connection. We had just YCTD's half of the numbers for the Causeway Connection, although I did want to note that in July of 2021, this number went up pretty significantly from what we have experienced on a month-to-month basis on the Causeway Connection, just from our half. Usually, or I should say historically, YCTV's portion of the ridership was about a third or so. If that remains the case, then we should see an appreciable uptick in ridership on the Causeway Connection. Once we get our partners' numbers from Sacramento Regional Transit, I'll update that during the September board meeting. Again, this service, we meet monthly to discuss operational concerns and communications, and the timing on adjustments for this service specifically. The next realistic time frame for developing proposed changes to the Causeway Connection would be around the winter, November, December of this year, for an implementation as early as April timeframe for said changes. And some of the things that have been discussed and possibly floated for consideration could be adjustments in the schedules, where and then where they're picking up at each specific location, possible expansion of additional stops, adjustments in possibly even the frequency of the service. Again, any proposed changes to that service will be presented to both the YCTD board and the Sacramento Regional Transit Board for their consideration well in advance of any implementation. We had a request for some historic information during our last board meeting to present kind of like a better idea of where we are with respect to ridership. And so we did a little research and did see that we had some periods where we had as many as over 1.8 million rides in a given year, and that was 2008-2009, right around the time of the first economic kind of recession hit folks, and that was kind of a peak. And then we had some declines and minor adjustments. So what this really and I appreciate the suggestion. I believe it was Director Dulcich who requested the information to highlight it. This really kind of highlights where we can go. It's going to help us establish some realistic goals for growth for implementation of the YOLO strategies to be able to determine, you know, let's put it to brass tacks. If we had 1.8 million rides in 2008 with, fewer folks living in the region, that's something that we should ask ourselves, why can't we get to something closer to that, pandemics notwithstanding. We definitely are going to be using this information and referring back to it when we look at the if we're keeping it in mind, just the strict performance of our YOLOGO implemented strategies. Obviously, we're not going to be providing or operating the same services as were operated in 2008 and 9, but we know the potential is there. And so one of our goals is going to be making sure that we are doing everything that we can to effectively message and promote our available services, modify, monitor, adjust as necessary, and keep our effectiveness high and grow our ridership, regardless of which specific mode it ends up being. So then there's some brief updates that I provided on monthly progress reports on our three primary goals and outcomes for succession planning. I'm very excited to have with the board's direction with our new executive director, Autumn Bernstein. I'm excited to work with her to update this one final time for the September meeting. I would envision that this is a transition for the boards to work directly with Ms. Bernstein to make sure that these goals are updated accordingly and accurately. To that end, I'm happy to work with her to make sure that I am supporting her, that our district is supporting her, and making sure that your board's visions and goals are being met as well. So then our standard attachments with respect to ridership and our take at an updated long-range board meeting calendar and some topics that are coming up there. And again, as a reminder, we would love for our board, as items pop up or as they have items they wish to have staff research or look into, they can provide that to us so that we can add this to kind of the long-range calendar. We would love this to be your calendar as much as ours. And obviously, we'll keep the board apprised of any key significant items to discuss or keep in mind.
Well, Jose, thank you very much. And I want to acknowledge that the agenda packet for tonight's meeting was released last Wednesday, which is a bit of a change and took a little bit took a little bit of staff work to get it out faster than in past weeks. And you've added the long range calendar for us. It gives us a couple tools, a little time to review stuff. So we appreciate those steps. Are there any questions about the executive director's report? Jesse, please.
I didn't have a question. I wanted to make a comment, if that's okay.
Yeah.
It has just been a great pleasure watching Jose go from his first steps in being an acting director to managing so many things, and to hear our partners speak about us as such a collaborative and strong organization, I think it just reflects your great work and our great work as a board. So I just wanted to thank you for your consummate professionalism and the way that you treat others, because the region feels it. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesse. We appreciate that. I know we all support that comment.
Is it fair?
Yes, Tom.
Oh, I could say this from my own board member report, but just to hitchhike off of Jesse's report, at this morning's Public Policy and Innovation Committee at the Sacramento Area Council of Governments, we had a pretty good discussion about transit utilization in the region. And Mike Kozlowski from City of Placerville mentioned that he rides the El Dorado transit bus down to downtown. And where there used to be 30 people on it every day, there are two now. And in the building he operates in, his private business, he said there's only three or four people in the building. So what he's saying is it's a different world. And Mayor Kozlowski of Folsom observed, you know, if we're going to see such a dramatic reduction in on-site work in the future, and as we know, SACOG actually has an effort to encourage it, if it in fact even needs encouraging, then, you know, the numbers we're dealing with in the future could be much lower in terms of people who have to get to downtown however they choose to get there. I fundamentally believe in the importance of transit, but I think we have to recognize we may not be dealing with the aggregate numbers in the future that we have dealt with in the past. And so that's likely to be reflected in the number that choose transit as an alternative. Just something to think about, and it's a brave new world, and we'll all have to cope with it one way or another. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Tom. There's a lot to be sorted out. Any other comments or questions on the executive director's report? I don't see any, and I don't see any raised hands for public comment. Are there any? This is an opportunity. If anybody has a comment on the executive director's report, you could make it.
I'm seeing no requests at this time from the public.
Okay. Well, thank you. So that brings us to item 13, which is always the most controversial topic on the agenda, and that's adjournment. I think we don't need a motion for that. We'll simply do it. And our next meeting is September 13th. Thank us all for a wonderfully constructive, effective meeting and for the work we've done together. It's a new era. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good night.
My pleasure. Good night, everyone.
Thank you.